Puede que sea demasiado tarde.
It might be too late. This sentence uses the verb ser in the conditional mood, which is used to express possibility or uncertainty. In this case, it's a way of saying that it's possible the time has passed.
Puede
comes from the verb poner, to be able to, and means it is possible or it might be.
Ser
is the verb to be, and is conjugated in the third person singular form
sea.
In this case, demasiado means too much or too, and tarde means late.
Tom no confía en nadie.
Tom doesn't trust anyone. This sentence is in the present tense and negative form.
Tom
is the subject of the sentence and is a proper noun.
No
means not and is the negation.
Confía
is the verb to trust in the third person singular form of the present tense.
En
is the preposition in.
Nadie
is the indefinite pronoun anyone and functions as the object of the preposition.
The verb
confía is conjugated in the third person singular because the subject is
Tom,
which is a singular noun. The negative form is created by placing
no
before the conjugated verb.
El príncipe y la princesa se abrieron camino a través de la multitud que les vitoreaba.
The prince and the princess made their way through the crowd that was cheering for them.
Breakdown.
El príncipe. This is the
masculine singular definite article.
The followed by the
masculine singular noun.
Prince.
E.
This is the
conjunction.
And la princesa. This is the
feminine singular definite article.
The followed by the
feminine singular noun.
Princess.
Se abrieron camino.
This is a reflexive verb phrase meaning they made their way.
The reflexive pronoun
se indicates that the subject of the verb is also the object of the action.
The
ver
abrir
means to open, and
camino
means way.
A través de.
This is a prepositional phrase meaning through.
La multitud.
This is the
feminine singular definite article.
The followed by the
feminine singular noun.
Crowd.
Que les vitoreaba.
This is a relative clause that modifies
la multitud.
The
relative pronoun
que means that.
The
indirect object pronoun
les
refers to the prince and princess.
The ver
vitorear
means to cheer.
Key concepts. Reflexive verbs.
Verbs that require a reflexive pronoun to indicate that the subject is also the object of the action.
Relative clauses. Clauses that modify nouns and are introduced by relative pronouns like
que.
Indirect object pronouns. Pronouns that indicate the recipient of the action.
No estoy nada cansado.
I am not at all tired. This sentence uses the verb
estar,
which means to be and is used for temporary states.
The word
nada means nothing or not at all and is used to emphasize the lack of tiredness.
The use of
nada intensifies the meaning. The sentence is in the negative form using the word
no,
which means not. The adjective
cansado
means tired and is in the masculine form since the subject
yo
I is understood.
Espero que no pienses que la culpa la tengo yo.
I hope you don't think it's my fault. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the subjunctive mood, which is common in Spanish when expressing hopes, wishes, or doubts. Let's break down the sentence.
Espero.
This is the verb.
Esperar.
Which means, to hope. It is conjugated in the present tense, first person singular, I.
Que.
This is a conjunction meaning, that. It introduces a subordinate clause.
No.
This is the negative adverb, not.
Pienses.
This is the verb.
Pensar.
Meaning, to think. It is conjugated in the present subjunctive, second person singular, you.
Que.
This is another conjunction meaning, that. It introduces another subordinate clause.
La culpa.
This phrase means, the blame, referring to the responsibility for something.
La.
This is the definite article, the, referring to.
Culpa.
Tengo. This is the verb.
Tener.
Meaning, to have. It is conjugated in the present tense, first person singular, I.
Yo.
This is the personal pronoun, I. The sentence translates to, I hope that you don't think that I have the blame. It is a more polite way of saying, I hope you don't think it's my fault.
No tuve suficiente tiempo.
I did not have enough time.
Breakdown.
No. Colon, this is the negation word, meaning, not.
Tuve.
Colon, this is the past tense form of the verb, tener. To have. In this case, it's the first person singular form, meaning, I had.
Suficiente.
Colon, this means, enough, or, sufficient.
Tiempo.
Colon, this is the noun meaning, time. Key concepts. Negation. The sentence uses the negative word,
no.
To negate the verb. Past tense. The verb.
Tuve
is in the preterite tense, which indicates a completed action in the past. Adjective agreement.
The adjective
suficiente agrees in gender and number with the noun
tiempo,
both being singular. Translation with eSpeak NG. Note you've sufficient tiempo. This sentence would be translated as, I did not have enough time.
Todos se divirtieron.
Everyone had fun. This sentence is in the past tense.
Todos
means everyone or all. It is the masculine plural form of the pronoun to do, meaning all.
Se
is a reflexive pronoun that indicates that the action is being performed on the subject. In this case, it means themselves.
Divirtieron
is the past participle of the verb, divertir, which means, to have fun. It is conjugated in the third person plural to agree with the subject, to do. The sentence is grammatically correct, and follows the standard word order of Spanish subject-verb-object.
Porque tus alumnos no leen así de bien?
Why don't your students read this well? This sentence uses the interrogative word,
por qué,
which means, why. The verb,
leer,
means, to read, and is conjugated in the third person plural,
leen,
which refers to, they read. The phrase,
así de bien,
means, this well, or, this good.
Así
indicates the manner, and is used with an adjective or adverb to express a degree. The sentence structure is
porque
plus
tus
alumnos
plus
no
plus
leen
plus
así de bien. This is a simple interrogative sentence with a negative element,
no,
expressing that the students do not read well.
¿Quién es la chica que está llorando?
Who is the girl who is crying? This sentence is a question asking for the identity of a crying girl.
¿Quién?
¿Quién? Means, who? And is the subject of the sentence. It is a question word that introduces the question. Is.
Es.
Is the third person singular form of the verb, sir.
Ser.
Meaning, to be. It serves as the linking verb in this sentence, connecting the subject to the description.
La.
La. Is the definite article meaning, the, and refers to the girl.
Chica.
Chica. Is the noun meaning, girl.
Que.
Que. Is a relative pronoun meaning, who, or, that. It introduces the relative clause that describes the girl.
Estar.
Estar. Is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb, estar.
Estar.
Meaning, to be, in a state, or location. In this case, it indicates the girl's present state of crying.
Llorando.
Llorando. Is the present participle of the verb, llorar.
Llorar.
Meaning, to cry. It describes the girl's action of crying. The relative clause, que está llorando.
Que está llorando.
Provides additional information about the girl, specifying that she is the one who is crying. The sentence structure emphasizes the action of crying by placing the present participle, llorando.
Llorando.
At the end of the sentence.
Quizás debería estudiar francés.
Perhaps I should study French. This sentence is in the indicative mood, present tense, and uses the conditional.
Quizás.
Which means, perhaps. The verb.
Debería.
Is the conditional form of.
Deber.
Which means, to have to, or, to should.
Estudiar.
Means, to study, and.
Francés.
Is French.
¿Quiénes son estos dos chicos?
Who are these two boys? This sentence is a question asking for identification.
¿Quiénes?
This is the interrogative pronoun for who, in plural form. It is used when asking about multiple people.
¿Quiénes?
Son is the third person plural present tense form of the verb.
Ser.
To be. Estos is the masculine plural form of the demonstrative adjective, these. It is used to indicate proximity.
Estos.
Dos is the Spanish word for, two.
Dos.
Chicos is the masculine plural form of the noun.
Chico.
Boy.
Chicos.
The sentence structure is, interrogative pronoun plus verb to be plus subject plus noun phrase.
Para aquí.
This means, over here, or, here. The word,
para,
means, for, or, to. It can be used to indicate direction, or purpose, but in this case, it's used to indicate direction. The word,
aquí,
means, here. So the phrase,
para aquí,
literally means, to here. But it's more commonly translated as, over here, or, here, in English.
Ella no pudo hacer frente a la ansiedad.
She couldn't cope with the anxiety.
Ella.
Is the subject pronoun, meaning, she.
No.
Is the negation, meaning, not.
Pudo.
Is the third person singular preterite form of the verb.
Poner.
Meaning, to be able to, or, to can. It is used in the past tense, indicating a completed action in the past.
Hacer frente a.
Is a verb phrase meaning, to cope with, to face, or, to deal with. The preposition,
a.
Is necessary here, and indicates the object of the action, in this case, anxiety.
La.
Is the definite article, meaning, the, and it modifies.
Ansiedad,
which is the noun meaning, anxiety.
Ese hotel estaba muy cerca del lago.
That hotel was very close to the lake. Ese is a demonstrative adjective meaning that. It agrees in gender and number with the noun it modifies, which in this case is hotel. Hotel. Hotel is a masculine noun. Estaba is the imperfect tense of the verb estar. To be, in this sentence, it's used to describe a past state or condition. Muy means very. It's an adverb modifying the adjective. Cerca. Close. Cerca is an adjective meaning close. In this sentence, it's used to describe the hotel's proximity to the lake. Del is a contraction of del, which means of the. It's used to indicate possession or belonging. Lago is a masculine noun meaning lake. No puedes ser médico. You can't be a doctor. This sentence is in the negative form and uses the verb poder, which means to be able to or can. The verb poder is conjugated in the present tense, third person singular, which means he slash she slash it can. The sentence translates to, you can't be a doctor because the negative adverb no is placed before the verb poder, making the sentence negative. The phrase, ser médico, means, to be a doctor, and is in the infinitive form. Ellas durmieron en la misma cama. They slept in the same bed. This sentence uses the pretérito perfecto simple. Simple past tense of the verb, dormir. To sleep, which is, durmieron. Ellas is the feminine plural form of ella. She, which in this case means they. En is a preposition meaning in, and la misma cama is the direct object of the sentence, meaning the same bed. La is the feminine singular definite article. Cama means bed. Here are some key concepts to consider. Gender agreement. The definite article, la, agrees in gender with the noun, cama. Feminine. Prepositions. The preposition, en, is used to indicate location. Direct object. The phrase, la misma cama, is the direct object of the verb, durmieron, because it is the thing that they slept in. Yo supongo que lo amas. I suppose you love him. Breakdown. Yo. This is the subject pronoun, I. Supongo. This is the verb, to suppose, in the first person singular present indicative. Que. This is the conjunction, that, introducing a subordinate clause. Lo. This is the direct object pronoun, him. Amas. This is the verb, to love, in the second person singular present indicative. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb conjugation in. Supongo. And. Amas. Agree with their respective subjects. Yo, and, you. Implied. Direct object pronoun. Lo. Is used to replace the direct object, him, in the sentence, making the sentence more concise. Subordinate clause. The phrase, que lo amas, is a subordinate clause, providing additional information about the supposition. Él se decidió por el coche rojo. He decided on the red car. Él is the subject pronoun, he. Se is a reflexive pronoun, indicating that the action is performed on oneself. It is used here to emphasize the decision-making process. Decidió is the past tense of the verb. Decidir. To decide. Por is the preposition for, indicating a choice. Él is the definite article, the. Coche is the noun, car. Rojo is the adjective, red. This sentence illustrates the use of the reflexive pronoun, se. To emphasize the subject's involvement in the action, it also demonstrates the use of the preposition, por. To express a choice or preference. Yo también vivo en Boston. I also live in Boston. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb vivir, which means, to live. The subject pronoun yo, I, is used to indicate that the speaker is the one who lives in Boston. También means, also, and is used to connect the speaker's statement to a previous statement, indicating that the speaker shares something in common with someone, or something else. Boston refers to the city of Boston. Es solo un gato. It's just a cat. The sentence, es solo un gato, is a simple declarative sentence in Spanish. Let's break it down. Es is the third person singular present indicative of the verb ser, ser, which means, to be. This is used to describe something. Solo, solo, means only, or just. It emphasizes that there is only one cat. Un is the indefinite article, a, or an. It indicates that the cat is not specific. Gato, gato, means cat. The sentence means, it is just a cat, or, it's only a cat. The focus is on the fact that the cat is not anything special or important. No la escuchaste hablando francés? Did you not hear her speaking French? This sentence uses the negación. No, combined with the past tense of the ver. Escuchar. To listen. The object pronoun la. Her refers to the person who was speaking French. The gerund. Hablando. Speaking describes the action of the object pronoun. No la escuchaste hablando francés? Is a question using inversión of the subject and verb. No and la are placed before the verb escuchaste. The verb escuchaste is in the past tense, and it is conjugated in the second person singular, tú, which means it is addressed to you, the gerund. Hablando tells us that the person was speaking French. This sentence can be translated as, you did not hear her speaking French? Did you not hear her speaking French? Dime comer a las cabras. Give the goats food. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests. The verb is dar. To give, which is conjugated in the imperative form for the tú. You, subject. The direct object pronoun le is used to replace the object, food, and is placed before the verb. The a. Before the goats is the preposition a, which indicates an indirect object. Puedo ponerlo aquí? Can I put it here? This sentence is asking for permission to place something. Let's break it down. Pudo. Puedo. This is the polite way to ask, can I? It's formed using the verb poner. To be able to, conjugated in the first person singular, yo, I, of the indicative mood, and the question mark at the beginning signals that it's a question. Poner. Poner. This means, to put, or, to place. It's in the infinitive form here. Lo. Law. This pronoun means, it. It refers to an object already understood by the speaker and listener. Aqui. Aqui. This means, here. It's an adverb that indicates a location. The sentence is a simple question about permission, using the verb poner. In its polite form, the combination of law and aquí clarifies that the action of putting something is taking place in a specific location. Acompáñame, por favor. Please accompany me. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests. In this case, the imperative is used to politely ask someone to accompany the speaker. The verb acompañar means to accompany. It is conjugated in the imperative form, which is acompáñame. For the tú form, por favor, is a polite phrase that means, please. La cacería de brujas ha comenzado. The witch hunt has begun. This sentence is simple and direct, using the present perfect tense in Spanish. Let's break it down. La. This is the feminine definite article, the, and agrees with the noun, cacería. Cacería. This is the noun, hunt, specifically, witch hunt, in this context. De. This is the preposition of, and introduces the object of the hunt. Brujas. This is the plural noun, witches. Ah. This is the third person singular form of the auxiliary verb, haber, meaning, to have, and is part of the present perfect tense. Comenzado. This is the past participle of the verb, comenzar, meaning, to begin, and completes the present perfect tense. The sentence can be understood literally as, the hunt of witches has begun. It conveys the idea that a period of persecution, or witch hunting has started. Nuestra compañía necesita gente como tú. Our company needs people like you. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb necesitar, which means to need. The subject of the sentence is nuestra compañía, which means our company. The object of the sentence is gente, which means people, and is modified by the phrase como tú, which means like you. The sentence structure is simple. Subject plus verb plus object plus modifier. Me rindo. Sin importar lo que haga, tú nunca pareces estar satisfecho. I give up. No matter what I do, you never seem to be satisfied. Breakdown. Me rindo. This is the verb, to give up, in the first person singular, I give up. It's in the present tense, and is used to express the speaker's resignation, or defeat. Sin importar. This is a conjunction meaning, no matter, or, regardless of. It introduces a clause that describes something that does not affect the main clause. Lo que haga. This is a relative clause meaning, what I do. The verb, haga, is the subjunctive form of the verb, hacer. To do, indicating that the action is uncertain, or hypothetical. Tú. This is the pronoun, you, referring to the person the speaker is addressing. Nunca. This is the adverb, never, indicating that the following action does not occur. Pareces. This is the verb, to seem, in the second person singular, you seem, present tense. It is used to describe an appearance, or impression. Estar. This is the verb, to be, in the infinitive form. Satisfecho. This is the adjective, satisfied, meaning content, or pleased. Tienen hasta medianoche. They have until midnight. Breakdown. Tienen. This is the third person plural present tense of the verb. Tener. Which means, to have. It is conjugated to agree with the subject, they. Hasta. This preposition means, until. It is used to indicate a time limit, or deadline. Medianoche. This noun refers to midnight. Key concept. The sentence is using the verb, to have, in a figurative sense to express a deadline, or time limit. The phrase, tienen hasta, means that, they have until, a certain point in time. Él desea ir a Estados Unidos. He wants to go to the United States. Breakdown. Él. This is the masculine singular pronoun for, he. Desea. This is the third person singular present tense conjugation of the verb, desear, meaning, to want, or, to desire. Ir. This is the infinitive form of the verb, meaning, to go. This is the preposition, to, or, at. Estados Unidos. This is the Spanish name for, the United States. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb, desea, is conjugated in the third person singular to agree with the singular subject. El. Infinitive. The verb, ir, is used in its infinitive form after the verb, desear, to indicate the desired action. Preposition. The preposition, a, is used to indicate the destination. Es a ti a quien quiere tu padre. It is you whom your father loves. This sentence uses the personal, which is used before the direct object pronoun when the direct object is a person, and the object pronoun is preceded by a preposition. In this sentence, the object is ti, you, and the preposition is a, to, the, quien. Who is used in the relative clause. Quien quiere tu padre? Who your father loves. The verb quiere. Loves is in the third person singular form, quiere. Because it refers to the padre. Father. Se murió en clase de historia. He fell asleep in history class. Breakdown. Se. This is a reflexive pronoun, meaning, himself, or, herself, in this case. It is used with the verb, dormir, to sleep, to indicate that the subject, he slash she, performed the action upon themselves. Durmió. This is the third person singular preterite form of the verb, dormir, meaning, slept. The preterite tense is used to describe a completed action in the past. En. This is a preposition meaning, in, or, on. Clase. This means, class, and is a feminine noun. De. This is a preposition meaning, of. Historia. This means, history, and is a feminine noun. Key concepts. Reflexive pronouns. Se. Is a reflexive pronoun, indicating the action is performed on the subject. Preterite tense. The verb, durmió, is in the preterite tense, indicating a completed action in the past. Prepositions, en, and, de, are prepositions used to connect words and phrases, showing relationships between them. Trataré de ir a casa durante la temporada de vacaciones. I will try to go home during the holiday season. Trataré is the future tense of the verb tratar. To try. It means, I will try. De ir is the infinitive of the verb ir. To go, used with the preposition de. To indicate the purpose of the action. It means, to go. A casa is a prepositional phrase meaning, to home. Durante is a preposition meaning, during. La temporada is a noun meaning, the season. De vacaciones is a noun phrase meaning, of holidays. The sentence as a whole is in the future tense, and expresses the speaker's intention to go home during the holiday season. The use of trattare implies that the speaker is not certain that they will be able to go home, but they will try their best. Preusare. I will refuse. Breakdown. Preusare. This is the future tense of the verb. Preusar. Which means, to refuse. The future tense in Spanish is formed by adding the ending, e acute, to the stem of the verb. Tom estaba muy orgulloso de eso. Tom was very proud of that. Breakdown. Tom. This is the name, Tom, which is a common name in English and Spanish. Estaba. This is the imperfect tense of the verb. Estar. Which means, to be. In this context, it signifies a state of being in the past. The imperfect tense is used to describe ongoing actions or states in the past. Muy. This means, very. It is an adverb that modifies the adjective. Orgulloso. Orgulloso. This is an adjective that means, proud. It describes Tom's emotional state. De. This is a preposition that means, of. It connects the adjective. Orgulloso. To the pronoun. Eso. Eso. This pronoun means, that. It refers to something previously mentioned, or understood. Key concepts. Imperfect tense. The imperfect tense is used to describe ongoing actions, or states in the past. Adjectives. Adjectives describe nouns, and are used to provide more information about them. Prepositions. Prepositions show the relationship between a noun, or pronoun and another word in the sentence. Vosotras jamás cedisteis a la tentación. You all never gave in to temptation. The sentence uses the vosotras, which is the feminine plural form of the second person pronoun. Tú. It is used to address a group of women. The verb cedisteis is the past tense of the verb ceder, which means to give in or yield. Jamás means never. La tentación refers to temptation. This sentence is in the past tense and conveys a sense of strong conviction about the actions of the women being addressed. Ese perro parece completamente una persona. That dog looks completely like a person. Breakdown. Ese. This is the masculine singular form of the demonstrative adjective. Ese. Meaning, that. It points to something a little farther away than. Este. This. Pero. This is the noun, dog. It is masculine. Parece. This is the third person singular present indicative of the verb. Parecer. Meaning, to seem, or, to look like. Completamente. This is an adverb meaning, completely. Una. This is the singular feminine definite article, meaning, a, or, one. Persona. This is the noun, person. It is feminine. Key concepts. Demonstrative adjectives. Ese. Este. And. Aquel. Are demonstrative adjectives used to point to something. Articles. The definite articles. El. La. Los. And. Las. Specify a noun, while the indefinite articles. Un. Una. Unos. And. Unas. Indicate an unspecified noun. Adverbs. Completamente. Modifies the verb. Parece. Indicating the extent to which the dog seems like a person. Nos sentamos juntos en silencio por un rato. We sat together in silence for a while. Breakdown. Nos. This is the direct object pronoun, us. It is used here because the subject of the verb is we, implied in the verb sentamos. Sentamos. This is the verb to sit in the past tense, first person plural, we. It's conjugated like this because the subject is we. Juntos. This means together. It modifies the verb sentamos and indicates the manner in which we sat. En silencio. This means in silence. It also modifies the verb sentamos and indicates the state of being during the sitting. Por un rato. This means for a while. It modifies the verb sentamos and indicates the duration of the sitting. Key concepts. Pronoun usage. Nos. Represents the direct object, us, in this sentence. Verb conjugation. The verb. Sentamos. Is conjugated in the past tense, first person plural, indicating that the action was completed in the past by the speaker and others. Adverbial phrases. Juntos. En silencio. And. Por un rato. Function as adverbial phrases modifying the verb and adding information about how, where, and for how long the action occurred. No se lo digas a mi novia. Don't tell my girlfriend. No. Means no in English. It is the negation of the verb. Se. Is a reflexive pronoun and means it or him slash her in this case. It is used to indicate that the action of the verb is being done to or upon the person receiving the information. Lo. Is a direct object pronoun that means it or him slash her and replaces the noun it to avoid repetition. Digas. Is the second person singular present subjunctive form of the verb decir, meaning to say or to tell. The subjunctive is used to express a wish, possibility, or suggestion. A. Is a preposition meaning to or at. Me. Is a possessive adjective meaning my. Novia. Is the noun for girlfriend. So the sentence literally means don't say it to my girlfriend, but is translated as don't tell my girlfriend. Tom le regaló a su niño de tres años un cachorro para Navidad. Tom gave his 3-year-old son a puppy for Christmas. Breakdown. Tom. Tom. Is the subject of the sentence, the one performing the action. Le regalo. Le regaló. Is the verb, meaning, he gave, or, he presented. Le. Le. Is the indirect object pronoun, meaning, to him, or, to her. It refers to the son. Regalo. Regaló. Is the past tense of the verb. Regalar. To give as a gift. A su niño. A su niño. Is the indirect object phrase, meaning, to his son. A. A. Is the preposition, to. Su. Su. Is the possessive adjective, his, or, her. Niño. Niño. Is the noun, son, or, child. Male. De tres años. De tres años. Is a descriptive phrase, meaning, 3 years old. De. De. Is the preposition, of. Tres. Tres. Is the number, 3. Años. Años. Is the plural noun, years. Un cachorro. Un cachorro. Is the direct object, the thing that is given. Un. Un. Is the masculine singular indefinite article, meaning, a. Cachorro. Cachorro. Is the noun, puppy. Para Navidad. Para Navidad. Is a prepositional phrase indicating the reason or occasion. Para. Para. Is the preposition for Navidad. Navidad. Is the noun Christmas. Creo que tienes gripe. I think you have the flu. Creo. Means I think and is the present tense of the verb
kriya, which means, to think. Ke is a conjunction that means, that. It introduces the subordinate clause that follows. Tienes means, you have, and is the present tense of the verb, tener, which means, to have. Pripe means, through. Pienso que el tiempo solucionará el problema. I think time will solve the problem. Breakdown. Pienso. This is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb, pensar, to think. This tells us that the speaker is the one doing the thinking. Que. This is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause. It means, that, in this case, el tiempo. This is a masculine singular noun meaning, time. Solucionará. This is the third person singular future tense conjugation of the verb, solucionar, to solve. This implies that the speaker believes the problem will be solved in the future. El problema. This is a masculine singular noun meaning, the problem. Key concepts. Present tense of, pensar. The present tense of, pensar, is used to express the speaker's current opinion. Future tense of, solucionar. The future tense of, solucionar, is used to express an action that will happen in the future. Subordinate clause. The clause, quel tiempo solucionará el problema, is a subordinate clause introduced by the conjunction. Que. This clause depends on the main clause. Pienso. For its meaning. Pensé que tal vez tú tendrías una idea. I thought that maybe you would have an idea. Pensé. Pensé. Is the past tense of the verb. Pensar. To think. In this case, it is conjugated in the first person singular, meaning, I thought. Que. Que. Is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause. It can be translated as, that, or, that. Tal vez. Tal vez. Means, maybe, or, perhaps. It adds a sense of uncertainty to the sentence. Tú. Tú. Is the subject pronoun for, you. Tendrías. Tendrías. Is the conditional tense of the verb. Tener. To have. It is conjugated in the second person singular, meaning, you would have. Una idea. Una idea. Means, an idea. The sentence expresses the speaker's belief that the listener might have an idea. The use of the conditional tense. Tendrías. Suggests that the speaker is not certain, but is hoping that the listener might have a solution. Él describió lo que había pasado en detalle. He described what had happened in detail. Breakdown. Él. Él. This is the masculine singular pronoun meaning, he. Describió. Describió. This is the third person singular preterite form of the verb, describir, meaning, to describe. Lo. Lo. This is a direct object pronoun representing the noun phrase, what had happened. Que. Que. This is a relative pronoun introducing the relative clause, what had happened. Había. Había. This is the third person singular imperfect indicative of the verb, haber, meaning, to have, in the sense of existence. Pasado. Pasado. This is the masculine past participle of the verb. Pasar, meaning, to happen. It functions as a noun here. En. En. This is a preposition meaning, in. Detail. Detalle. This is a noun meaning, detail. Key concepts. Preterite tense. The verb, describio, is in the preterite tense, indicating a completed action in the past. Imperfect tense. The verb, habia, is in the imperfect tense, indicating an ongoing, or habitual action in the past. Relative clause. The phrase, que habia pasado, is a relative clause providing more information about, lo. Direct object pronoun.
lo, represents the noun phrase, what had happened, and functions as the direct object of the verb, describio.
Tom no puede ser tan ingenuo.
Tom cannot be that naive. This sentence is in the negative form using the verb poder. To be able to, which is conjugated in the third person singular present tense. Puede. The phrase tan ingenuo means that naive, with tan being an intensifier. The sentence structure is straightforward. Subject. Tom. Plus negative verb. No puede. Plus compliment. Tan ingenuo.
¿Cómo quiere los huevos?
This translates to, how would you like your eggs? This is an example of a formal way to ask someone how they would like their eggs prepared. The phrase uses the verb querer, which means to want or to like. The usted form of the verb is used, which is a formal way to address someone. The huevos are the subject of the sentence, and cómo is the adverb that asks how the eggs should be prepared. The question is open-ended, allowing for a variety of responses depending on the person's preferences.
Me sentí un poco mal por Tom.
I felt a little bad for Tom. Breakdown.
Me.
This is the direct object pronoun, meaning me, in this context. It is used because the verb sentí felt is a reflexive verb, which means it requires a reflexive pronoun, in this case, me, to reflect back on the subject. Sentí. This is the past tense of the verb sentir. To feel. It is conjugated in the first person singular form, meaning I felt un poco. This means a little and modifies the adjective mal. Mal. This means bad or ill and acts as an adjective modifying Tom. Por. This preposition means for or because of. It connects the verb sentí to the object Tom. Tom. This is the proper noun Tom and acts as the object of the preposition por. Key concepts. Reflexive verbs. These are verbs that require a reflexive pronoun to reflect back on the subject. Direct object pronoun. This pronoun is used to replace the direct object of a verb. Prepositions. These words connect nouns, pronouns, and phrases to other parts of the sentence.
Tom no tuvo tiempo para ver el programa de TV que quería ver.
Tom did not have time to watch the TV show that he wanted to watch. Breakdown. Tom.
Tom.
Is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. No tuvo.
No tuvo.
Is the verb, meaning, did not have. It's the past tense of the verb.
Tener.
To have. Tiempo.
Tiempo.
Is the direct object, meaning, time. Para.
Para.
Is a preposition meaning for or to and introduces the infinitive phrase that follows.
Ver.
Ver. Is the infinitive verb meaning to watch. El programa de TV.
El programa de TV.
Is the object of the infinitive.
Ver.
Meaning the TV show.
Que.
Que. Is a relative pronoun meaning that, and introduces the relative clause.
Quería.
Quería. Is the verb, wanted, in the imperfect tense. It's the imperfect form of the verb.
Querer.
To want.
Ver.
Ver. Is the infinitive verb meaning, to watch. Key concepts. Past tense.
The verb.
Tuvo. Is in the past tense. Infinitive phrase. The phrase
para ver el programa de TV.
Is an infinitive phrase, a phrase that functions as a noun or adjective. Relative clause. The clause. Que quería ver. Is a relative clause, a clause that modifies a noun. Imperfect tense. The verb. Quería. Is in the imperfect tense. It describes an action that was happening in the past. La reunión empezó a las 5 de la tarde. The meeting began at 5 in the afternoon. Breakdown. La reunión. La reunión. Is the feminine singular definite article, the, plus the noun, reunión, which means, meeting. Empezó. Empezó. Is the third person singular preterite form of the verb, empezar, which means, to begin, or, to start. A las cinco. A las cinco. Literally means, at the 5, referring to 5 o'clock. A. Is a preposition meaning, at, or, to. Las. Is the feminine plural definite article, the, and. Cinco. Is the number 5. De la tarde. De la tarde. Means, of the afternoon. De. Is the preposition, of. La. Is the feminine singular definite article, the, and. Tarde. Means, afternoon. Key concepts. Preterite tense. The verb. Empezó. Is in the preterite tense, which is used to describe completed actions in the past. Time expressions. Spanish uses prepositions like a and de to express time. Definite articles. Spanish uses definite articles. La. Las. Before nouns to indicate specific things. Tommy y Mari entregaron exactamente las mismas respuestas en la prueba que hacía sospechar al maestro. Tom and Mary turned in exactly the same answers on the test, which made the teacher suspicious. Breakdown. Tom. And. Mari. These are proper nouns, the names of the two individuals. Entregaron. This is the past participle of the verb. Entregar. Meaning, to turn in, or, to hand in. The past participle is used in the past tense in combination with the auxiliary verb, haber, which is implied in this sentence, so the full conjugation would be, habían entregado. Exactamente. This is an adverb meaning, exactly. Las mismas. This is a determiner meaning, the same. Las. Is the feminine plural definite article, and mismas. Is the feminine plural form of the adjective, mismo. Same. Respuestas. This is a noun meaning, answers. En la prueba. This is a prepositional phrase meaning, on the test. En. Means, on, or, in. And, la prueba, is the feminine singular definite article plus the noun, prueba, test, que, this is a relative pronoun meaning, that, or, which, hacía sospechar, this is a verb phrase meaning, made the teacher suspicious, hacer, means, to make, and, sospechar, means, to suspect. Al maestro. This is a prepositional phrase meaning, the teacher. Al. Is the contraction of. A. To. And. El. The. And. Maestro. Is the masculine singular noun, teacher. Key concepts. Past participle. The past participle is used in the past tense in combination with the auxiliary verb. Haber. Prepositional phrases. Prepositional phrases are used to modify nouns, or verbs. They are composed of a preposition, and its object. Relative pronouns. Relative pronouns introduce relative clauses, which provide additional information about a noun. Contractions.
al is a contraction of the preposition a and the definite article el. Tienes un futuro brillante. You have a bright future. The sentence uses the verb tener, which means to have. It is conjugated in the second person singular, which is you, informal. The word un means a or an and is used before masculine nouns. Futuro means future and is masculine. The word brillante means bright and is an adjective that describes the future. Therefore, the sentence is literally saying, you have a bright future. Me gustaría ver a Tom una vez más. I would like to see Tom one more time. This sentence uses the conditional tense, gustaría, which translates to, would like, and is used to express a desire or preference. Ver means to see, and is conjugated in the infinitive form, since it follows the gustaría verb. The phrase una vez más means one more time, and is an example of a common Spanish expression. Puedo hacer eso más tarde? Can I do that later? The sentence is in the interrogative form, asking a question. Puedo colon, this is the conjugation of the verb poner. To be able to, in the first person singular, I, and present indicative tense. It is used to express ability, or permission. Hacer colon, this is the infinitive form of the verb hacer. To do, to make. Eso colon, this pronoun refers to something previously mentioned, or understood in context. Más tarde colon, this adverb means later, or afterwards. The sentence structure is straightforward. Subject, I, plus verb, can, plus object, do that, plus time adverb, later. Mi excusa favorita. My favorite excuse. Mi is the possessive adjective meaning my, and agrees in gender and number with the noun that follows, in this case, excusa, which means excuse. Favorita is the feminine singular form of the adjective favorite, which agrees in gender and number with the noun. Excusa. El colegio es aburrido. The school is boring. El is the masculine singular definite article, meaning the. Colegio means school, which is masculine in Spanish. Es is the third person singular present tense form of the verb ser, to be. Aburrido means boring. It is an adjective, and it agrees in gender with the noun colegio, masculine. El le aconsejó dejar de beber. He advised her to stop drinking. The sentence structure is subject verb indirect object infinitive, where el, el, he is the subject. Le, to her is the indirect object, referring to the person being advised. Aconsejo, aconsejo. Advised is the verb in the past tense. Dejar, dejar. To stop is the infinitive, indicating the action being advised. Beber, beber. Of drinking is a prepositional phrase, specifying the action to be stopped. This sentence uses the personal a with the infinitive, which is optional after verbs like aconsejar, to advise. It emphasizes the direct relationship between the subject and the action of the infinitive. Él estaba tocando el piano. He was playing the piano. Breakdown. Él. This is the masculine singular pronoun for he. It is the subject of the sentence. Estaba. This is the imperfect tense of the verb. Estar. To be. In this context, it indicates a continuous action in the past. Tocando
This is the gerund form of the verb. Tocar. To play. Gerunds in Spanish are formed by adding ando or indo to the verb stem. In this case, it describes the action of playing the piano. El piano. This is the definite article, the, followed by the noun, piano. It indicates that the piano being played is a specific, known piano. Key concepts. Imperfect tense. The imperfect tense in Spanish is used to describe actions that were happening in the past, often with a sense of continuity or ongoingness. Gerund. Gerunds in Spanish, similar to ing forms in English, are used to describe actions in progress. Definite article. The definite article, el, is used before singular masculine nouns to indicate a specific, known item. Tom no va a admitirlo, pero él está en grandes problemas. Tom is not going to admit it, but he is in big trouble. Tom is the subject of the sentence. No is a negation, meaning not. Va is the third person singular present indicative form of ir. To go. A is the preposition to, indicating direction. Admitirlo is the infinitive. Admitir. To admit, conjugated in the infinitive form. Lo is a pronoun that refers to the object of the verb, which is implied to be it in this context. Pero is the conjunction, but. Él is the pronoun, he. Está is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb. Estar. To be. En is the preposition, in. Grandes is the adjective, big, modifying the noun. Problemas. Problems. Me siento indefenso. I feel defenseless. This sentence uses the verb sentir, which means to feel in English. The present tense form of sentir is conjugated based on the subject pronoun, in this case, yo. I. The word indefenso means defenseless and is an adjective that modifies the noun yo. I. The sentence describes a state of feeling vulnerable or without protection. Todas ellas entraron. They all entered. This sentence uses the todas, which means all, and functions as an adjective modifying the noun ellas, which refers to them or they, feminine plural. The verb entraron is in the past tense, and means entered. This is the third person plural form of the verb entrar, which means to enter. The sentence structure is simple and straightforward with the subject ellas, followed by the verb entraron. Tom levantó su mano. Tom raised his hand. Tom is the subject of the sentence. Levanto is the past tense of the verb levantar. To lift. In this context, it means raised. Su is the possessive adjective meaning his. It agrees in gender and number with the noun it modifies, mano. Hand. Mano is the direct object of the verb levanto. Pensaba que tenía bastante dinero. I thought I had a lot of money. Pensaba. Pensaba is the imperfect tense of the verb pensar. To think. It indicates that the action of thinking happened in the past and was ongoing or repeated. Que. Que is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause. It translates to that in this sentence. Tenía. Tenía is the imperfect tense of the verb tener. To have. It indicates that the action of having was ongoing or repeated in the past. Bastante. Bastante means enough or quite a lot and is used to modify the noun dinero
money. Dinero. Dinero. Means money. Los disturbios civiles no mostraban indicios de apaciguarse.
The civil unrest showed no signs of calming down. Here is a breakdown of the sentence.
Los. This is the definite article, the, in the masculine plural form. It is used because disturbios is a masculine plural noun. Disturbios. This word means disturbances, and it's in the plural form, making it clear that there are multiple disturbances.
Civiles.
This means civil, and it modifies disturbios to specify that these are disturbances related to civil society or the public.
No.
This is the negative adverb, no, indicating that the following action is not happening.
Mostraban.
This is the imperfect tense of the verb, mostra, meaning, to show. Here, it signifies that the disturbances were consistently not showing signs of calming down.
Indicios.
This word means, signs, or, indications, and is in the plural form.
De.
This is the preposition, of, indicating the disturbances were not showing signs of something.
Apaciguarse.
This is the infinitive form of the verb, apaciguas, which means, to calm down, or, to pacify. Here, it describes the state the disturbances were not showing signs of reaching.
Key concepts.
Gender agreement. The definite article.
Los.
Agrees in gender and number with the noun.
Disturbios.
Tense. The imperfect tense.
Mostraban.
Emphasizes the ongoing nature of the disturbance's lack of calming down.
Prepositions.
The preposition.
De.
Connects, indicios, with, apaciguas, to explain what kind of signs the disturbances were not showing.
Está limpia?
Is it clean? This is a simple question in the
presente.
Present tense of the verb.
Estar.
To be. The word
limpia
is the feminine singular form of the adjective
limpio.
Clean. Since
limpia
is feminine and singular, it agrees with the noun it describes, which is understood to be feminine and singular. The question uses the question mark to indicate that it is a question.
Tom fue tomado rehén.
Tom was taken hostage. The sentence is in the
pasado simple.
Simple past tense.
The verb
tomar is used in the
participio pasado.
Past participle, form,
tomado.
Which acts as an adjective in this case, modifying the noun.
Rehén.
Hostage.
The phrase
fue tomado is a passive construction, indicating that Tom was the object of the action, rather than the one performing it.
No quiero que hagas eso, Tom.
I don't want you to do that, Tom.
Breakdown.
No. This is the negative word, no, in Spanish.
Quiero.
This is the verb, to want, in the first person singular present tense, meaning, I want.
Que.
This is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause. It essentially means, that.
Hagas.
This is the subjunctive form of the verb, hacer, to do, in the second person singular present tense. It is used, because it follows a verb of desire, or volition, quiero. This is a key concept as it shows the use of the subjunctive mood in Spanish.
Eso.
This is a pronoun referring to something previously mentioned, or understood in context.
Tom.
This is the name Tom.
Key concepts.
Subjunctive mood. This is an important grammatical concept in Spanish, used to express things like desire, possibility, or uncertainty. In this case, the subjunctive mood in the verb
hagas
is used to express the speaker's desire that Tom not do something.
Direct object pronoun. The pronoun eso serves as the direct object of the verb queso, to do. Addressing a person. The name Tom is used to address the person directly, which is typical in Spanish. ¿Qué opinas de eso? What do you think of that? This sentence is asking for an opinion. Breakdown. ¿Qué opinas? This is a very common way to ask for someone's opinion. ¿Qué means what? Opinas is the second person singular form of the verb opinar, which means to think or to have an opinion. De eso. This means of that or about that. De is a preposition that indicates of or about. Eso is a pronoun meaning that. Key concepts. Direct object pronoun. Eso is the direct object of the verb. Opinar. Prepositions. The preposition de is used to show the relationship between the verb opinar and the direct object pronoun. Eso. Translation for eSpeakNG. ¿Qué opinas de eso? Tom intentó esconderse detrás de su padre. Tom tried to hide behind his father. Tom. This is the subject of the sentence, meaning the person who performed the action. Intentó. This is the past tense of the verb. Intentar. To try. It indicates that the action happened in the past. Esconderse. This is the reflexive form of the verb. Esconder. To hide. The reflexive pronoun. Se. Is attached to the verb, meaning that Tom is hiding himself. Detrás. This preposition means behind. De. This preposition means of or from and is used here to indicate the location behind which Tom is hiding. Su. This possessive adjective means his or her and refers to Tom's father. Padre. This noun means father. The sentence structure is subject verb object, with the object being the phrase behind his father. ¿Cree usted en Dios? This is a question that asks, do you believe in God? The sentence is a question form using the verb creer, which means to believe. The usted is the formal you, used in a polite context. The word Dios is the Spanish word for God. Here is a sentence by sentence breakdown. Cree. Do you believe? Usted. You. En. In. Dios. God. Va a pie a la escuela todos los días. This sentence means, does he slash she walk to school every day? Here's a breakdown. Va a la escuela. This is the core of the question. It asks if someone goes to school. Va a pie a la escuela. The phrase a pie is added to specify the means of transportation. It literally means on foot. Va a pie a la escuela to dos los días. The phrase to dos los días means every day and is added to specify the frequency of going to school on foot. Here is the breakdown of each word. Va. Va. Is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb ir, which means to go. A. A. Is a preposition that means to. Pie. Pie. Means foot. La. La. Is the definite article for feminine singular nouns, in this case, escuela. 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 Means school. Todos. Todos. Means all. Los. Los. Is the definite article for masculine plural nouns, in this case, días. 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 Means days. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. The verb er is conjugated in the third person singular present indicative. Prepositions. The preposition is used to indicate direction, and a pi to specify the means of transportation. Articles. The definite articles la and los are used before nouns to specify specific nouns. Adverbs. The adverb to dos los dias is used to indicate frequency. Tendré que hacerlo yo misma. I will have to do it myself. The sentence uses the future tense, tendré, which is conjugated from the verb tener, to have. The que indicates a necessity or obligation. The hacer means to do and is conjugated in the infinitive form. The yo is the subject pronoun, but is often omitted in Spanish. Misma is the feminine singular form of myself, and emphasizes that the action is being done by the subject alone. Mira ese dibujo. Look at that drawing. Breakdown. Mira. Mira. This is the imperative form of the verb, mirar. Mirar. Which means, to look, or, to watch. In this context, it means, look, and is a command. Is. Ese. This is a demonstrative adjective meaning, that, and it refers to something that is not close to the speaker. Dibujo. Dibujo. This is a noun meaning, drawing. Key concepts. Imperative, this is a verb form that is used to give commands, or make requests. In this case, the imperative form of, mirar. Mirar. Is used to tell someone to look at the drawing. Demonstrative adjectives, these words are used to point out specific things. Is. Ese. Is a demonstrative adjective that refers to something that is not close to the speaker. Sos mi madre. Are you my mother? This sentence is a question in the informal. Tu. Form, meaning it is addressed to someone the speaker considers a friend, or someone younger than them. It is asking whether the person addressed is the speaker's mother. Let's break it down. Sos. This is a contraction of eres. Are you? Which is the informal form of the verb ser. To be. In this case, the ese from eres is attached to the following pronoun. Tu. Me. This is the possessive adjective meaning, my. It is used here to indicate that the person being addressed is the speaker's mother. Madre. This is the noun meaning, mother. In summary, the sentence asks the person addressed, if they are the speaker's mother. Voy a preparar un poco de ensalada de frutas para todos. I am going to prepare a little bit of fruit salad for everyone. Breakdown. Boy. This is the first person singular form of the verb. Ir. To go, conjugated in the present tense. In this context, it is used to express an intention, or plan. Ah. This is a preposition that means, to, or, toward. It indicates the direction of the action. Preparar. This is the infinitive form of the verb. Preparar. To prepare. It is used in conjunction with voy to indicate the action that will be performed. Un poco de. This phrase means a little bit of and is used to quantify the amount of fruit salad. Ensalada de frutas. This is a noun phrase that refers to fruit salad. Ensalada is a noun meaning salad and frutas is the plural noun meaning fruits. Para. This is a preposition that means for and indicates the recipient of the action. Todos. This is the masculine plural form of the pronoun. Todo. All. It refers to everyone in the group. Tom puede ser mejor en inglés de lo que tú piensas que él es. Tom could be better at English than you think he is. Breakdown. Tom. Is the subject of the sentence. Pewter. Puede ser. Means, could be, and expresses possibility. Major. Mejor. Means, better, and is an adjective modifying the noun, English. Inglés. En inglés. En inglés. Means, in English, and describes the area in which Tom could be better. De lo que tú piensas. De lo que tú piensas. Means, than what you think, and sets up a comparison. Que él es. Que él es. Means, that he is, and completes the comparison, referring back to Tom. Key concepts. Subjunctive mood. The verb, ser. Ser. Is in the subjunctive mood, because it expresses possibility. Comparative construction. The sentence uses the comparative construction, mejor que. Mejor que. To express the idea of, better than. Indirect object pronoun. The pronoun, to. To. Is an indirect object pronoun, because it receives the action of the verb, piensas. Piensas. Relative pronoun. The pronoun, que. Que. Is a relative pronoun, because it introduces a relative clause, the part of the sentence that comes after, piensas. Piensas. Deberías hablar tú misma con el profesor. You should speak to the professor yourself. Breakdown. Deberías. Deberías. Is the second person singular informal form of the conditional tense of the verb. Deber. To owe, to should. It's used to express an obligation, or recommendation. Hablar. Hablar. Is the infinitive form of the verb to speak. To. To. Is the second person singular pronoun, meaning, you. Misma. Misma. Is the feminine singular form of the reflexive pronoun. Mismo. Same. This emphasizes that the action is done by the subject themselves, not someone else. Con. Con. Is the preposition, with. El profesor. El profesor. Is the masculine singular definite article, the, plus the noun, professor. Key concepts. Conditional tense. Used to express hypothetical, or uncertain situations, recommendations, or obligations. Reflexive pronouns. Used to indicate that the subject of the verb performs the action on themselves. Prepositions. Words that connect a noun, or pronoun to another word in the sentence. Tom piensa que entiende a las mujeres. Tom thinks he understands women. Breakdown. Tom. This is the subject of the sentence, the person, who is thinking. Piensa. Piensa. This is the verb, to think, in the third person singular present tense, indicating that Tom is the one thinking. Que. Que. This is the conjunction, that, introducing a subordinate clause. Entiende. Entiende. This is the verb, to understand, in the third person singular present tense. The, e, at the end is an accent mark indicating that the stress falls on the last syllable. A. A. This is the preposition, to, or, at, indicating the object of the understanding. Las. Las. This is the definite article, the, in the feminine plural, referring to women. Mujeres. Mujeres. This is the noun, women. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb, piensa, agrees in number, and person with the subject, Tom. Conjunction. The conjunction, que, introduces a subordinate clause that explains what Tom thinks. Preposition. The preposition, a, shows the relationship between the verb, entiende, and the object, las mujeres. Definite article. The definite article, las, is used, because the speaker is referring to specific women. Me opongo a ser tratado de esa manera. I object to being treated that way. The sentence uses the reflexive verb, oponerse, which means to oppose or to object. The reflexive pronoun, me, is used to indicate that the subject, I, is the one opposing the action. The preposition, a, is used to connect the verb, oponerse, to the infinitive phrase, ser tratado, which means to be treated. The infinitive phrase is modified by the prepositional phrase, de esa manera. In that way, the reflexive pronoun, me, is the object of the verb, tratar, which means to treat. The phrase, ser tratado de esa manera, to be treated in that way, is the object of the preposition, a. The phrase is used to explain what the speaker is objecting to. Tom no se dio cuenta de los agujeros de bala en la pared. Tom didn't notice the bullet holes in the wall. Tom is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. No se dio cuenta is a verb phrase meaning, didn't notice. It is in the past tense, and uses the reflexive pronoun, se. De is a preposition meaning, of. Los agujeros de bala is the object of the preposition, meaning, bullet holes. En la pared is a prepositional phrase meaning, in the wall. El camarero lo echó a Tom fuera del bar. The waiter threw Tom out of the bar. Here's a breakdown. El is the definite article meaning, the. Camarero means, waiter. Lo is a direct object pronoun referring to, Tom. Echó is the past tense of the verb, echar, which means, to throw, or, to kick out. A Tom means, Tom. The preposition, a, is used before a person in this context. Fuera means, out. Del is the contraction of, del, meaning, of the. Bar means, bar. The sentence structure is simple. Subject, the waiter, verb, through, object, Tom, prepositional phrase, out of the bar. Key concepts. Direct object pronouns. Lo is a direct object pronoun that replaces the noun, Tom, to avoid repetition. Prepositions. A and del are prepositions that show the relationship between the verb and other words in the sentence. Verb conjugation. Echó is a past tense verb conjugation. The past tense is used to describe an action that happened in the past. No creo que tu plan vaya a funcionar. I don't think your plan is going to work. Breakdown. No means no, and is used here to express a negative opinion. Creo means I believe, or I think, and is the present tense of the verb. Creer. To believe. Que is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause. It means that, and clarifies what you don't believe. Tu means your, and refers to the plan belonging to the person being addressed. Plan means plan, and is the object of the verb. Creer. Vaya is the present subjunctive of the verb. Ir. To go. It is used here with the impersonal expression, ir a, to express future probability. A is a preposition meaning, to, or, towards, and is part of the impersonal expression, ir a. Funcionar means, to work, or, to function. It is an infinitive verb, making it a predicate complement to the future probability expression. Key concepts. Present subjunctive. The subjunctive mood is used to express doubt, uncertainty, or a wish. Here, vaya expresses doubt about the plan's success. Impersonal expression. Era. Colon. This expression is used to talk about future probability. Infinitive verb as predicate complement. The infinitive verb. Funcionar. Acts as a predicate complement to the expression. Era. Explaining what is likely to happen. Encontramos una anomalía. We found an anomaly. The sentence is in the simple past tense, indicating that the action of finding the anomaly happened in the past. Encontramos is the first person plural form of the verb. Encontrar. To find, conjugated in the simple past tense. Una is the feminine singular definite article, meaning a or an. Anomalía is a noun meaning anomaly or abnormality. Es obvio que Tom y Mary se gustan. It is obvious that Tom and Mary like each other. Breakdown. Es obvio que, this is a common phrase that translates to, it is obvious that. Es. This is the third person singular form of the verb ser, to be. In this sentence, it acts as a linking verb, connecting the subject. Obvio. To the predicate. Que Tom y Mary se gustan. Obvio. This is an adjective meaning obvious. Que. This is a conjunction meaning that, introducing the subordinate clause. Tom. This is a proper noun, the name of a male person. E. This is a conjunction meaning and, connecting the names of two people. Mary. This is a proper noun, the name of a female person. Se. This is a reflexive pronoun meaning, each other. It indicates that the liking is reciprocal between Tom and Mary. Gustan. This is the third person plural form of the verb gustar, to like, conjugated in the present tense. The pronoun se makes it clear that they like each other. Estoy muy ocupado como para ayudarlo. I am too busy to help you. Here is a breakdown of the sentence. Estoy is the present tense form of the verb estar. To be, conjugated for the first person singular. Yo. I. Muy is an adverb meaning very. Ocupado is an adjective meaning busy, and it is in the masculine singular form to agree with the subject. Yo. Como is a conjunction that means as or since, but in this context it acts as a preposition meaning for or to, indicating purpose. Para is a preposition meaning for or to, indicating purpose. Ayudarlo is the infinitive verb. Ayudar. To help, conjugated in the infinitive form, and followed by the object pronoun, lo. Him, which is attached to the end of the verb in the infinitive form, meaning, to help him. The sentence structure is very straightforward. The subject, lo. I, is understood, and not explicitly stated, but implied by the conjugated verb form, estoy. The verb, estoy, is followed by the adverb, muy. Very, the adjective, ocupado, busy, and the prepositional phrase, como para ayudarlo, for helping him. This phrase explains the reason for the speaker's inability to help. Esta es una muestra gratis. No cuesta nada. This is a free sample. It doesn't cost anything. The sentence is a simple statement with two clauses connected by the conjunction. E. And. Esta. Colon. This is the feminine singular form of the demonstrative adjective. Este. This. It agrees in gender and number with the noun. Muestra. Sample. Es. Colon. This is the third person singular present indicative of the verb. Ser. To be. Una. colon, this is the feminine singular definite article, it agrees with the noun, muestra, muestra, colon, this is the noun, sample, gratis, colon, this is an adjective meaning, free, no, colon, this is the negative adverb, not, cuesta, colon, this is the third person singular present indicative of the verb, costar, to cost, nada, colon, this is a pronoun meaning, nothing. Key concepts. Demonstrative adjectives, esta, this, and, ese, that, are demonstrative adjectives that are used to point out specific nouns, definite articles, la, the, el, the, and, los. The, are definite articles that are used to specify a particular noun. Third person singular present indicative. This verb tense is used to describe actions that are happening in the present. Negative adverbs, no, not, and nunca, never, are negative adverbs that are used to negate verbs. No me he decidido todavía. I haven't decided yet. Breakdown. No. No. This is the negative word, meaning, no. Me. Me. This is the direct object pronoun, meaning, me. He. Eh. This is the past participle of the verb, decidir, to decide, meaning, decided. Decidido. Decidido. This is the past participle of the verb, decidir, to decide, meaning, decided. Todavía. Todavía. This adverb means, yet, or, still. Key concepts. Negative construction. The sentence uses the negative word, no, followed by the verb in the past participle. Direct object pronoun. The direct object pronoun, me, is used to clarify that the speaker is the one who has not yet decided. Past participle. The verb, decidir, is used in the past participle form, decidido, to indicate that the action of deciding has already taken place. Adverb of time. The adverb, todavía, indicates that the speaker has not yet decided, implying that they still have time to do so. Tengo una cita el viernes. I have a date on Friday. Breakdown. Tengo. This is the first person singular present tense form of the verb. Tener. To have. It translates to, I have. Una cita. This translates to, a date. Una. Is the feminine singular definite article, a slash an. Cita. Is the noun, date. El viernes. This translates to, on Friday. El. Is the masculine singular definite article, the. Viernes. Is the noun, Friday. Key concepts. Definite articles. Spanish uses definite articles. El. La. Los. Las. Before nouns, even when the noun is not specifically identified. Gender agreement. Spanish nouns have gender, and the articles, adjectives, and verbs must agree in gender with the noun they modify. Verb conjugation. The verb tener is conjugated according to the subject and tense. In this case, it is in the present tense and agrees with the subject, I. ¿A qué hora termina la clase? At what time does the class end? This sentence is asking about the end time of a class. ¿A qué hora? This translates to, at what time, and is used to inquire about a specific time. A is a contraction of a and que, meaning, to what. Hora means time. Termina. This is the third person singular form of the verb terminar, which means to end. It is conjugated in the present tense. La clase. This refers to the class. La is the feminine definite article, and classe is the noun, class. Tom se pregoneo. Tom reveled in it. The verb pregoneo is the past tense of pregocijarse, which means to revel or to take delight. The reflexive pronoun se is used to emphasize that Tom was the one experiencing the delight. Ustedes pueden usar mi ordenador si quieren. You all can use my computer if you want to. This sentence uses the formal ustedes form of you when referring to a group of people. Pueden is the third person plural form of the verb poner, to be able to, which is conjugated to agree with the subject. Ustedes. Usar is the infinitive form of the verb usar, to use. Me means my, and ordenador means computer. Si means if, and quieren is the third person plural form of the verb querer, to want. Todos los sistemas de soporte vital han sido gravemente dañados. All life support systems have been severely damaged. This sentence is in the past perfect tense, which indicates that the damage occurred before another past event, or before the present moment. Breakdown. Todos. This is the masculine plural definite article meaning all, in this case. Los. This is the masculine plural definite article meaning the sistemas. This is the plural noun meaning systems. De. This is the preposition of soporte. This is the noun meaning support. Vital. This is an adjective meaning vital. An. This is the third person plural of the present perfect tense of the verb haber, which is used with the past participle to form the past perfect tense. Sido. This is the past participle of the verb ser, meaning to be. Gravemente. This is an adverb meaning severely. Dañados. This is the past participle of the verb dañar, meaning to damage. Key concepts. Past perfect tense. Used to indicate that an action happened before another past event, or before the present moment. Definite articles. Indicate that a noun is specific, and known to both the speaker and listener. Prepositions. Show the relationship between a noun and another word in the sentence. Past participle. Used with haber to form the past perfect tense. Adverb. Modifies a verb, adjective, or another adverb. Te echamos de menos y estamos ansiosos por tenerte aquí. We miss you, and are eager to have you here. Breakdown. Te. Colon. This is the object pronoun, you, referring to the person being addressed. It is in the singular, informal form. Echamos. Colon. This is the first person plural present tense conjugation of the verb. Echar. To miss. It indicates that we are missing someone. De menos. Colon. This phrase literally means of less, but in this context, it means we miss you. It's a common expression used to indicate that someone is missed. E. Colon. This is the conjunction, and. Estamos. Colon. This is the first person plural present tense conjugation of the verb estar. To be. It indicates that we are in a state of being. Ansiosos. Colon. This is the masculine plural adjective meaning eager or anxious. Por. Colon. This preposition means for or by. Tener. Colon. This is the infinitive verb to have. Te. Colon. Again, this is the object pronoun, you. Aquí. Colon. This adverb means here. Key concepts. object pronouns. They is used to indicate that you are the object of the verbs echamos and tener. Verb conjugation. The verb forms echamos and estamos are conjugated in the first person plural, indicating that the speakers are a group of people. Preposition use. The preposition por is used to show the reason for being eager, which is to have you here. Me gusta el sabor de la sandía. I like the flavor of watermelon. This sentence uses the verb gustar, which is a very common verb in Spanish and means to like or to be pleasing. The subject in this case is me, which means me. However, unlike in English, the object that is being liked, in this case, el sabor de la sandía, the flavor of the watermelon, comes before the verb. The phrase el sabor means the flavor and is the definite article. El, the, followed by the noun sabor, flavor. The phrase de la sandía means of the watermelon and is the preposition de, of, followed by the definite article la, the, and the noun sandía, watermelon. You can think of the structure as gustar plus object plus subject, which means to like plus object plus subject. Hay una necesidad urgente de donadores de sangre. There is an urgent need for blood donors. Breakdown. I. This is the third person singular form of the verb haber, meaning there is slash there are. It's used to express existence. Una. This is the feminine singular definite article meaning a or one. Necesidad. This is a noun meaning need. Urgente. This is an adjective meaning urgent, and it modifies necesidad de. This is a preposition meaning of donadores. This is a noun meaning donors de. This is a preposition meaning of sangre. This is a noun meaning blood. Key concepts. Haber. As an existential verb, the verb haber is used to express existence. Adjective placement. The adjective urgente comes before the noun it modifies. Necesidad. Prepositional phrases. The sentence uses prepositional phrases de donadores and de sangre to clarify the need. Tom tiene mucho dinero, pero no tiene amigos. Tom has a lot of money, but he doesn't have any friends. Breakdown. Tom. This is the proper noun, the subject of the sentence, meaning Tom. Tiene. This is the present tense, third person singular form of the verb tener, meaning to have. It is conjugated to agree with the subject. Tom. Mucho. This is an adjective meaning much or a lot of, modifying the noun dinero. Dinero. This is a noun meaning money. Pero. This is a conjunction meaning but, connecting the two parts of the sentence. No. This is the negative adverb, meaning not. Tiene. Again, the present tense of the verb. Tener. Amigos. This is a noun meaning friends. Note that the noun is plural because the sentence is saying he doesn't have any friends, meaning more than one friend. No podemos perder ni siquiera un minuto. We cannot lose even a minute. Breakdown. No. Colon. This is the negative form of the verb to be in the present tense, meaning not. Podemos. colon, this is the first person plural form of the verb, to be able, in the present tense, meaning, we can, per there. Colon, this is the infinitive form of the verb, to lose, ni siquiera. Colon, this is a phrase meaning, not even, un. Colon, this is the masculine singular indefinite article meaning, a, minuto. Colon, this is a masculine noun meaning, minute. Key concepts. Negative construction. The sentence uses the negative form of, to be, nor. To express a negative statement. Infinitive verb. The verb, to lose. Perder. Is used in its infinitive form, which is common in Spanish when used with, to be able. Poner. Indefinite article. The indefinite article. Un. Is used to refer to a general, unspecified minute. Él no lo mencionó. He didn't mention it. Breakdown. Él. This is the masculine singular pronoun meaning, he. No. This is the negative adverb meaning, not. Law. This is the direct object pronoun standing in for a masculine singular noun that was mentioned previously. It means, it. Mencionó. This is the third person singular preterite form of the verb, mencionar, which means, to mention. Key concepts. Direct object pronoun. The pronoun. Law. Is used to replace the direct object of the verb. Preterite tense. The verb is in the preterite tense, which is used to describe actions that happened in the past, and are completed. Ya me lo tenías. You almost had it. This sentence uses the colloquial expression. Ya me lo. Which means, almost, or, very soon. Tenías. Is the imperfect tense of the verb. Tener. To have, conjugated in the second person singular, indicating that you were in possession of something. The sentence as a whole conveys that the listener was close to achieving something, but they didn't quite make it. Es lo que te mereces. This is what you deserve. Breakdown. Es. This is the third person singular form of the verb. Ser. To be, in the present tense. It acts as a copula, linking the subject to the predicate. Law. This is the direct object pronoun referring to, it, or, that. In this context, it refers to the unspecified thing that the person deserves. Que. This is a relative pronoun meaning, that, or, which. It introduces a relative clause that clarifies the nature of it. Te. This is the direct object pronoun referring to you. Mereces. This is the second person singular form of the verb. Merecer. To deserve, in the present tense. Key concepts. Direct object pronouns. Law. And. Te. Replace the nouns, it, and, you, respectively in the sentence. Relative clause. The phrase. Que te mereces. Modifies. Law. And provides further information about what the person deserves. Copula. The verb. Ser. Acts as a linking verb, connecting the subject, and the predicate. Ese fue sin duda un instante mágico. That was undoubtedly a magical moment. The sentence structure is straightforward. Ese. This is a demonstrative adjective, meaning, that, and referring to a specific moment already mentioned, or understood in the context. Fue. This is the past tense of the verb, ser, to be, indicating that the moment happened in the past. Sin duda. This phrase means, without a doubt, emphasizing the certainty of the speaker. Un. This is an indefinite article, meaning, a, or, an. Instante. This noun means, moment. Mágico. This is an adjective describing the moment as, magical. The sentence highlights the speaker's conviction that the moment was indeed magical. The use of singular strengthens the assertion. Bo-do-dom. Did Tom vote? The sentence bo-do-dom uses the simple past tense bo-do to ask if Tom voted. Is the interrogative word used to ask a question? Bo-do is the third person singular preterite form of the verb bo-da to vote. Tom is the proper noun for the subject of the sentence. Mi tía me trajo flores. My aunt brought me flowers. Breakdown. Me. This is the possessive adjective, my, and agrees in gender and number with the noun, aunt, which is feminine. Tía. This is the noun, aunt, and is feminine. Me. This is the direct object pronoun, me, and is used because the flowers are being brought to the speaker. Trajo. This is the past tense of the verb, to bring. Traer. The ending, o, indicates that the subject is third person singular, she slash he slash it. Flores. This is the plural noun, flowers, and is feminine. Key concepts. Direct object pronouns. The direct object pronoun, me, indicates who is receiving the flowers. Possessive adjectives. The possessive adjective, me, shows that the speaker owns the aunt. Verb conjugation. The verb, trajo, is conjugated in the past tense, indicating that the action happened in the past. Gender agreement. All feminine nouns and adjectives in the sentence agree in gender with the endings, a, or, as. El profesor de la escuela de conducir dice que debería tener más paciencia. The driving school teacher says that you should have more patience. Breakdown. El. This is the masculine singular definite article meaning the professor. This is the masculine singular noun meaning teacher. De. This is the preposition of la. This is the feminine singular definite article meaning the escuela. This is the feminine singular noun meaning school. De. This is the preposition of conducir. This is the infinitive verb meaning to drive. Dice. This is the third person singular present indicative of the verb, this year, meaning, says. Que. This is the conjunction, that. Debería. This is the third person singular conditional of the verb, deber, meaning, should. Tener. This is the infinitive verb meaning, to have. Más. This is the adverb meaning, more. Paciencia. This is the feminine singular noun meaning, patience. Key concepts. Definite articles, el, la, are used to specify a particular noun. Prepositions, de, is used to indicate possession or association. Infinitive verbs, conducir, tener, are the base form of the verb, and are used after prepositions, and some other verbs. Conditional tense, debería, is used to express what is likely, or advisable. Direct object pronoun, the pronoun, que, introduces the direct object of the verb, nice. Siempre serás bienvenido. You will always be welcome. This sentence is in the future tense, using the future tense of the verb ser, which is serás. Ser means to be in this context. The word bienvenido means welcome, and it is being used as an adjective modifying the pronoun tú, which is understood in this sentence.